Friday, 15th of August, Yud Dalet Menachem Ov, Rabbi Shraga Kalos, Perspectives on Parshas Vaes Chanon.
Okay, I was walking down the street yesterday and somebody came over to me and he said, "Aren't you the rabbi that spoke 2 years ago?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "You spoke on the Torah, right?" I said, "Yeah." So he said to me, "Well, the picture about you now says that you're not going to be speaking about Halacha. It says you're going to be talking about the Parsha." He said, "Tell them they made a mistake." Right? I said, "Why?" He said, "Because the last time you spoke about Halacha, we liked what you spoke about. So now I have a problem." But it's the same moral dilemma that our friend just spoke about. On the one hand, it says on the paper, you have to speak about the Parsha. On the one hand, this other fellow, he's telling me the Olim came to hear Halacha today. And I'll tell you what we'll do is like this. I was once by Adam Godel. Adam Godel said like this to me. He said, I had a shayla in the Chiduch, and I don't know what this shayla was. And I said to him, I started telling him over the shayla. He said to me, "You should know one thing. This week is Parshas Meraglim. Lashon Hara in the Vel. Shmetzach Lashon Hara in the Vel. Be careful when you ask the question." I understood from this Adam Godel what I once saw in Chassin Sefer. In Parshas HaShavua, whenever you have Parshas HaShavua, you have a certain, sometimes you have the Shemaya, certain Koicha, certain things, whatever the Parshas HaShavua is about, in the Zelt of that time, in the world, in that time period, it has certain types of koichas that exist, Lamashon Parshas, Meraglim, you know, Shai, you have to be careful, Lashon Hara that week. When it comes to Parshas Shlach, you gotta be careful. Lashon Hara, when it comes to Parshas Koidach, you have to be careful with the Machalekis. Parshas Shlach, a person should be Mechazik himself in Emunah. So in Parshas Eschonon, if I say, if Chazal tell us Parshas Eschonon, if Parshas and Tfilah, and Chaz Hashem will try to be Mechazik a little bit in Tfilah, well, the Mechazik too has the best way always to do Mussar. You go through the Mishnah Brewer, go through the Halachas, how the Mishnah Brewer tells us how Hashemite Nasseh is supposed to look, and Chaz Hashem will be Mitzchazik and Tfilah together with Meisher Rabbeinu. And those Bez Hashem, I want to discuss today a few of the shailas that come up every single time a Yid comes to talk to Yibishtah. I once saw a Lashin in the Medrash. Whoa, Azal Lashin. Medrash says, you come to talk to Rabbeinu Shalom, you come to Shemayin Esrei. A Yid comes to Dami Shemayin Esrei. He says, what's up, man? Yes, Dami Shemayin Esrei. Yes, the Panos, Adi. The Medrash has a whole different approach. The Medrash says, Azal Lashin. If it wasn't the Medrash, the Chenzin is dogging. He says, I have an oizen. When you talk to a Rebbeinu Shlom, you're davening, you're putting your mouth, you know, you have a whisper to somebody there, you say, you're putting your mouth to the ear of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Chazal is teaching us over here that that's what the Shemayin Esrei is supposed to look like. I once saw after Yerushalmi Yid by the Kaisel, I saw him davening like this. I think, he knows the majesty. I davened as there, you know? He's talking into somebody's ear. That's in somebody's ear. So this is already the Medrash is teaching us how is a Shemayin Esrei supposed to look. But let's go derech da'alochis. Derech da'alochis. Bez Hashem will have siyata d'shmaya in the Musav. No, alochis today. Just Musav. How is a person supposed to look during Shemayin Esrei? I'll give you a dogma. I was on in the airport a few days ago. Sayyid Abocha came over to me. He didn't realize that the Olam was going to be saying Hecha Kedusha. He was going to be saying a short Shemayin Esrei. I don't know why I didn't realize. They said the plane is leaving. I was saying he didn't realize they're going to be saying a Hecha Kedusha. And he started to daven together with the Olam. So usually the way it works is the Chazan, no, I'll daven to Shemayin Esrei. He says, he starts the first three brachas and everybody else waits. So he started, he said the words, he said the magic word. He said, Hashem Shvosai Tiftach. Oh, Hashem Shvosai Tiftach. So he came over to me after davening. He said to me, what do I do, Rabbi? I don't know how to do it. I said the words Hashem Shvosai Tiftach. Should I have continued Vaita? I didn't realize they were going to be doing Eich HaKadosh. I thought they were going to be doing a full Shemayin Esrei. He said, I said the words Hashem Shvosai. Should I have continued with the words and go Vaita in my Shemayin Esrei? Or should I wait? Should I just wait at that point? Is it basically, what's he asking? Considered that when I say Hashem Svotai Tiftach, is it considered I started my Shemayin Esrei? If it's considered I started my Shemayin Esrei, it's a Chavada, you have to go by the Minul Shemayin Esrei, you can't start listening to the Chazar, it's a Shas, you have to start going by the another Shas, Kahedah, Kahedah, we have lots of Shas. Sometimes the person, he starts Mincha, he forgot to say Kishay, forgets to say Kishay, Hashem Ekro, right? Does he say now? Does he go, what does he do? Does he go Pizar Hashem Svotai? Does he go back and say Kishay, Hashem Ekro? These types of Shas, is it considered that he started the Shemayin Esrei? Ayid once asked me, he didn't get a chance to say, Hashkiveinu, Eretz Yisrael, we say Hashkiveinu, we stop Shemayin Esrei. I mean, if he is, Andrish, we say Eretz Yisrael, we say Hashkiveinu. He got the Gal Yisrael, and he was about to say Hashkiveinu, forgot, and the Olam started, he said, Hashem Svotai. Does he go back now? He said, Hashem Svotai. Does he go back now and say Hashkiveinu? Does he say Hashkiveinu? But who did he say Hashem Svotai? He starts, and now in Melo, it's called, I'm waving the Shemayin Esrei. He started Shemayin Esrei, as a Melo, he's out. These are all these shailas, the same types of shailas that you're cheshvin and goyis, it's all the same shailas. Svadish Yid once asked me, he said to me, we say Amen, Amen, after Gal Yisrael, Amen after Gal Yisrael. He said to me, what happens if I ask them, I said the word Hashem Svasai, and I did, and they're up to the words Goal Yisrael, but I said the word Hashem Svatai. So at that point, what do I do? Can I say Amen? And then I'll just say again Hashem Svatai. It's the same Shailas. It's considered that when I said Hashem Svatai, it's considered that I started the Shemayin Aser. So I say, we'll go, Delch, we'll see what Rabbeinu Goyna tells us. I'm the Gemara about this fucking mother that tells us that Hashem Svatai is going to answer up these challenges, but there's one gemara. The gemara in Brachos that tells them a bit. The gemara in Brachos that tells them a bit. Not the gemara when a person comes to say Shmaya Asay, tells him, no, you have to be Gula Tzvila, Masnech Gula Tzvila. Ah, so Rashi over there. It's like the Oyevoy Shal Melech. The Oyevoy Shal Melech. He knocks on the door to the Mevishter. He knocks on the door. Says the gemara. Now that you are Masnech, you knocked on the door. So now when the Oyevoy Shal Melech, the one that the Melech loves, knocks on the door. So now he has to go and he has to ask. It's not to save, it's not covered. You knocked on the door and you didn't ask for something. Says Rashi, when you knock on the door, you have to ask for something. Says Rashi, the Oyevoy Shal Melech, when a person comes to daven, he's the Oyevoy Shal Melech, he's the one that they furnish the Lord of Love. So, Musa, I told you guys to give some Musa today. Hashem Svasa. Says the Gemara, what happened? How could it be? How could he say that? He says Ashkiveinu. After Gal Yisrael, he says Ashkiveinu. That's not fair. That's Gula Richter. It's Gula Richter. It's not a problem. It's considered one long Gula. Says the Gemara, yeah, but what about Hashem Svasa Kiftah? Hashem Svasa Kiftah. He says the word Hashem. So you know, that's also not shver. Why? Because it's tefila richter dami. It's like a longer tefila. Says the Rabbeinu Yoyin. Once is Hashem Svasa. Says the Rabbeinu Yoyin. David HaMelech comes to the Hebrew. He was all, David HaMelech was all tzitrochen. He was all depressed. I didn't have aveda David HaMelech kefit. Maybe the Kamadrega, David HaMelech understood that he did the aveda b'mezid. David HaMelech got that all depressed. He had nothing to, he did aveda b'mezid. Now there's no korban, there's no nothing. What can I do? So David HaMelech, David HaMelech said the word Hashem Svarta. He realized that the only thing he has, he doesn't have Kabbonis, he doesn't have this, he thought it was an Aveda, it's amazing. The only thing he has is Hashem Svarta. The only thing he has is Tefillah. That's the only thing David HaMelech has. As Mela, he gave a Tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam to help him daven. Because the only thing I had is David HaMelech. The Aveda b'Meida, I don't have anymore a Korban. So the only thing I have is Tefillah. Ah, in Cain, I need a Tefillah to help me daven. Not stam a tefillah. I need a tefillah that's gonna, a tefillah that's gonna give me that I should be able to daven. I should have koyach when I daven. What is the Yeshua Sankev saying one time? He says, when we say the word Hashem Svasai Tiftach, we come to Benish and we can't even talk. We don't have koyach. Physically, the Russian is the point skimming. We physically don't have the ability because we're in front of the melech. So it's a relative. That's our famous story. Once he said, when he heard this story, ooh, the physic he got. He said, there was a yid came in front of a person who came in front of the king, the Tsar, and they offered him whatever he wants. And it's like a, it's like a freebie. As a, they're taking him in front of the king. He came in front of the king, and he was in front of the Tsar, and he tried to talk, and he had a stroke. He couldn't talk. He touched it to get the pachad. Such a belly up and doesn't Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufi Yehi Telech Hashem Svasai, open my mouth and give me the ability to daven. Says Rabbeinu Yoinet, not the David HaMelech. David HaMelech says he didn't have, I did Aveda B'mezid. Aveda B'mezid is no, so the only thing I have left is Tvila. The only thing I have left is Tvila. Zot David HaMelech, give me the ability, at least clutch, that I should be able to daven. That's, I also saw a Lashon, I think it was, Veschonen Hashem, the Kedush is lively. Ah, it's a well, it's a Persia, forget the Persia. Veschonen Hashem Ba'esa Hi Lamech, he dances of their pieces lively. With double Russians and stuff. And he says, okay, you know what? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the first part of the tefillah. This is the Eschanan Hashem Beisai Lamech. I dive into the Rebbeinu Shalom to give me the kayak to dive in. Eschanan. El Hashem Beisai Lamech. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, in Cain, we see from this David HaMelech, we see that nowadays, Ein Lanu Beis HaMikdash, as we don't have the Korbanis. So the only thing, we're like David HaMelech, the only thing that we have is us. The tefillah, as Melo, we have to come just like David HaMelech, and we have to come and say Hashem Svatai Tiftach. At least give me the ability to daven. At least that, because the only thing that we have, Rabbi Yisai, is Hashem Svatai Tiftach. So this Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Yisai is teaching us over here what is the Haskol of Hashemayin Aser. The Haskol of Hashemayin Aser is we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for the ability to daven, and this is an integral part of the Shemayna Esrei. This is a chelik of the Shemayna Esrei. We have to dive into Ribbono Shel Olam for the ability to dive in, to have the ability to have kavanah, the ability to have aisha adas and get out all the other things. A person takes a nice trip around the world every time he dives. You have to have the dive into Ribbono Shel Olam. They should at least the kol hapochet stay in the same city. The kol hapochet. How come panim? He does this Hashem Svosai Tiftach. So now the marshal, not just the dogma. Ki shima Hashem Etra. We're not allowed to say at Shachris and at any time there's going to be a smichus gula tefila by Maidin and by Shachris. Why not? Because Kishem Hashem Eker is not a tefila on the field. It's not a chelik of the Shemayna essay. I'll give you a dugma. I went to learn a tzeder. I think it's a vivid Ephraim. He dines over there that what happens if a person, he comes into Maidin, he comes late. Yeah, he comes into Maidin, he's late. You get all the shaylas when you don't think, do things on the, you know, the normal way. And when he comes into Maidin late, he sees the islands about to start Shemayna essay. He wants to start with them. Maybe he should say Kishem Hashem Ekra. What's the only reason why you don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra is because you're being Seimech Lekula the Tefila. Nah, this guy is not being Seimech Lekula the Tefila. So not this guy. Maybe he should say Kishem Hashem Ekra. I think over there he writes, I think he says Kishem Hashem Ekra. Oh, wow, when I took this to Rabbeinu, I got a good one, Tzadik, Rav Liyashiv, I asked, no, he said, Chazal learns Nesakin, you told me to Zodim. Chazal learns Nesakin, then you can't say it. But at least the Hergish, you understand here that Kishem Hashem Ekra, what's the purpose of Kishem Hashem Ekra? It's not the same, you say, of a Tfilah Rech, that's the davening, giving us the ability and koyach to daven. This is all the shaylas. So let's go now, one by one. What about shaylas? Give you an example. Let's go back now. Now you want to know what's the halacha of this fellow? He forgot. He hears the oilam about to say, Amen, Tagal Yisrael. You know, Asvad Shahid. Does he say now, Amen? Aschas v'chalila. He started Shmenetze. Tafchalta the tefillah. Hashem spasai titach. Once he said those words, Gamarnu. Let's say that Yidi realizes he forgot to say Ashkivenu, and he said the words, Hashem spasai. Once you start Hashem spasai titach, Gamarnu. He started Shmenetze. Hashem spasai titach. He forgot to say Kishem Hashem Etra, Gamarnu. Once he said Hashem spasai titach, that's called an onnebin the Shmenetze. It's called Aschalta the Shmenetze. I tell you, sometimes I'm always, see, I hear, he comes into davening, Hashem says, I tip-tach, he's coming in there, and you know, Hashem says, I tip-tach, he's clapping Gal, Yalevi, Yavo, and he's fixing up the gartel, and does, and he's like, Hashem says, I tip-tach, Shem, ungave me, with anybody in the world, in the middle of Boruch, Atah, Hashem, like, Kerev Avrola, Kei Avrola, Melekei Yitzchak, would anybody start fixing up the gartel, and shooking it, what's about in this, right? Avada also drunk, Hashem, that's cool that this fellow started his monastic. That's what comes out. Ad kidikach. I think that Devotina Rav talks about a certain minute that people had. That they had a shayla there in front of Devotina. Do you state the three steps before Hashem Svasai? What's with the shayla? Hashem Svasai Tiftach is the start of Shmei Nesai. You have to first daven to be able to daven, and then we start the davening, the Esen daven. Oh, but that's a chelik of the Shmei Nesai. It's a chelik of the Pedahoyim, speaking straight to the Danish Leiland's ear. Oh. There's another shayla. We know what's that locher? The gabe the chazoras hashas the chazin the minion the other day the chazoras the chazin he was a svarish yid. He doesn't know us Ashkenazim. What we do is that we say Hashem spasai tiptach. The chazin says it b'machas. This svarish yid gets the Hashem spasai tiptach. The chazin says it b'machas. They didn't know what to do over there. What's going on? Hashem says, what's the pshat in him? What's the pshat in us? Him, the pshat is noob, just like Shmanasa, Chayla Gashmanasa. Him, we understand, right? That's the pshat in us. And Shabura says, she brings the Yavis Tvash, he says, you say it quietly. Why do you say it quietly? I think I have pshat. Shabura says pshat over there. I think I tell you pshat. Pshat is Shabura. He says, what? I was saying to you, Abayta. Hashem Kvasai Tiftach is a davening that we should have the ability to daven. Abayta, when you say Chazar Sashat, right? Who's davening for the Amid? He's davening for the Amid. We are being Mishtatif. We are the Tzibur. We're part of the whole Maimid of that Kvaldika Kiddush Hashem of when we're saying Shmai Yassai, all of us together. But who's the actual Mispalel? Who's the Maximus Mispalel? Come on, he is the Mispalel. The Chazar Sashat, the Chazin, he is the Mispalel, right? So who's the only one who needs to daven to Bereshom? Give me the ability to open my mouth. The people in the Tzibur, they should daven to Bereshom. Please give me the ability to close my mouth during the Chazar Sashat. Not the ability to open my mouth. The only fellow who needs to daven for the ability to open my mouth is the person who's actually davening. We are a part of the mind of the Chazar Sashat. We're part of, but the actual tefillah, we're not davening the tefillah. So he who's davening, he has to make his own personal bakasha. He has to say, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, Svasai Tivkach, see Yogiti Lasef, and then we all go together. The rest of us were having the Burnish Shalom, please don't make us installed in that Klala and Kufkov Dalit as you don't drink one Esser. That's the rest of us are davening over here. But this is again the same story. Even if you want to say that it's a Schol of the Tefillah, and Hashem's first I tipped out, but it's a Schol, what's that Schol? That Schol is that we daven, we Burnish Shalom for the ability to open up our mouths. Okay, it's a bait side. So one says, aside, he brings a shayla. What if the person said Hashem supposed to tiftach, and he hears that the chazan is saying kedusha? And he's going, what's the shayla? You've gone out of the voice. You're in the middle of shvei nasi. I don't know. He brings the whole shayla, but there's no shayla about that. He said, Rabbi Shadrur, according to the way we pass in Allah, no shayla. Once he says the word Hashem supposed to tiftach, you're in the middle of shvei nasi. Now the mitzvah is one machlokes. What happens if you forgot Hashem supposed to say tifta? I don't know. Maybe he has this minute of I don't know, fixing the garbage and Hashem supposed to say. I don't know if he said it or not because he didn't fix his garbage. I don't know exactly how. Or because he didn't know that he said Hashem supposed to say. There's a big world war between the two pillars of the ganze Welt. Mishnah Berurah says, no, Hashem supposed to say tifta. That's already, even if you want to say that it's a chelik of the Shemayin Esrei, but it's not a chelik that's ma'akev in the Shemayin Esrei. Kilo, you know, according to this London, who says that the tefillah that we daven to be able to daven, who says that that chelik is ma'akev in the Shemayin Esrei? It's not the actual part of the Shemayin Esrei, it's the tefillah. Ramesha Feinstein, Abeinu Akodu, Ramesha Feinstein. Ooh, wow, Ramesha says, what's that? It's a chelik of the Shmanasse. At least not that, it's a schol of the Shmanasse. Ramesha says, you gotta be chelik. Well, what's the person do? Don't do it. Don't forget the Ramesha. But if you forget, later, I don't know. You put my head in front of these two mountains? I don't know. I tell a person to do it. He once actually asked me, I couldn't believe it. I said, Paul, the Shaila, the issue is the Shaila. I told him, the Kalapa, I have to dive in the tefillah in the double, make it snap. I don't know. What can I do? You're talking about a Shaila that Ramesha said that he has to dive in again. And Mr. Bruce says he can't. I don't know what he wants from me. Don't worry. I wish I wouldn't get such a. Oh, but there's one thing about that. This I think that even Rabbeinu Agodla Goyin Ramesha Feinstein will agree to. What happens if a person didn't have kavana during Hashem's Spasai Tifta? Why wouldn't you have kavana? I don't know. If you don't have kavana during Hashem's Spasai, it's all over. If they're going to start out like that, going on a downward slope. But he didn't have kavana during that. Now we know if you don't have kavana during your first bracha, it's like you're umin ki super gefährlich mamish. Gefährlich mamish. You don't have kavana. We're not asking for lofty kavanas and flying against angels and malacha. We're asking partially to kavana. It's tight words. If you're not going to have kavana during the first bracha in Shmoneh Atzeret, gamat, all over. It's all over. I don't know. Mr. Brewer doesn't know what to do. What should you do? I don't know what to do. He didn't have kavana. He went jaiti. He doesn't know what to do. Should he stop the Shmoneh? Should he not? He doesn't know. Nobody knows. We don't know what to do. But what if he didn't have kavana during Hashem's bracha? So this already, the BLI, and I think over here, even Rabbeinu Agodla and Meisha Feinstein agree, that here, even if you want to say it's a chelik of the Shmoneh Atzeret, like what Meisha Feinstein, it's a chelik of the Shmoneh Atzeret, it's takama akiv, if you forgot it, your whole Shmoneh Atzeret is a big problem. But could you say that it has the same exact halachas of the first bracha of Shmoneh Atzeret? Who says it's the first bracha of Shmoneh Atzeret? It's not a part of the first bracha of Shmoneh Atzeret where we say that kavanah is ma'akiv. It's a part of Shmoneh Atzeret. But who says it has that lofty requirement that you're a chelik of the first brach of Shmoneh Atzeret, that the kavanah is ma'akiv, that we don't see it's possible that it is a chelik of the Shmoneh Atzeret, but it's not the chelik of Shmoneh Atzeret where the kavanah is ma'akiv. Kedai's have kavanah, but so you start out like that, and what are you asking for? You're asking him for the ability to have kavanah, so you better have kavanah during the time when you ask him to have kavanah. How kavanah? So this is the first chelik of Shmoneh Atzeret. Then go, Keseda, Keseda, we see through the Halacha, through the Shulchan Aruch, through the Mishabuah. Again, Vezchan and Hashem, this is, it's Keseda, Keseda, as we go through Davin, we see different Musa, different, how is the Tzura of Shemayin Atzeret supposed to look? The first Halacha is that you're supposed to take back three steps. Says a Paiskin, Kachayim, or something like that. We know that even if a person is standing in front of a wall, right? No, excuse me, we know if a person, even if he's standing in front of a wall, he doesn't have to, let's say it over here, right? So does he have to take back three steps in order to take forward the three steps? Or do we say, no, it's enough just to take the forward three steps. Where do the forward three steps come from? The Gemara about the forward three steps. The chaos thing, by Yigash Elav Yehuda. It says, by Yigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda came in front to talk to Yosef, and it came in front, by Yigash Elav. When you come to talk to a melech, you have to come up to the melech. It's like a certain hergish. The Chazal is teaching it, how the Shemoneh Atzeret is supposed to be. You're coming to talk to a melech. You have to take three slow steps. A person walks into a Gadol Hador. It's a Gadol Hador. He comes in very slowly like this. That's how he comes in. He also say the place, you have to take three backwards steps. Why are you taking these three backwards steps? Because you have to realize what you're going to do right now. It's like, achnoy. I was once ago, by Rabbeinu, I got a random statement. And I stood with the book, I took a few books of the steel, because I read them, then they got a lot of. and I saw this bacher. When he went, he had to go, he went to ask his mom, I said, you had to see this. Mom, I thought this was, I would have a camera in all the Americans, always taking pictures. I had a camera, looked like Shmonesse. He went like this, he said, can I, should I go in? Like, he was looking like this, he's like this. He goes back to the I said, this is Shmonesse, this is Mom Shmonesse. He was afraid to go in. You know, he walked back a few steps, he didn't know what to do. And then he walked forward very slowly. This is how Shmonesse is supposed to look. Ah, Mimichodek. Hashem's supposed to like this. That's not how Shmonesse is supposed to look like this. Mm-hmm. And take 3 steps back, and then 3 steps forward. Chazal are not teaching us just halacha. Chazal are teaching us how to Shmonesse. This is halacha. The Shabura says this is what a person is supposed to be going through his mind. Halacha, not Moshe Chalil. This is what it's supposed to be looking like when the person goes in. Are you supposed to stand during Shmonesse? No, you're supposed to stand. Do you know why? Says the Tumim, the Yad Islat, he says, you know why you have to stand during Shmonesse? He says, when it comes to learning, you don't have to stand. Learning is also, the Rebbeinu Shalom comes for learning too. He says, the Chilek. When the Rebbeinu Shalom comes for learning, you know when he comes? He comes, once you start learning, you get the ball rolling, then he comes. Because the Shechina smells the Taita. Ah, the Shmet, the Taita. Mm-hmm. Where's that Taita? It smells it. He comes there. Then that's why you don't have to stand when you learn. But when it comes to Tefillah, I cut off Hashem to call Kaida. When the Baruch Shalom, he comes already. He comes already. When you decide you're ready to start davening, he's already there. So you have to stand. The halachas. You know, I once said, but I got in trouble. He says, Shemeh, Tefillah, I always get annoyed when they give me a Siddush or Svaz. Shemeh, Kiyat Hashem, Shemeh, Tefillah, Kol Peh. He told me once on a sitter, there was a mistake. It didn't say Kol Peh, and it took out the little bat, the little ball. What happens when you take out the ball? It turns into Tefillah, Kol Feh. So you banish all in the ears, even the Tefillah of Feh. Even anybody, I'm sure there's Feh, Kol Feh. I feel like the Tefillah for the Feh here. Okay, I'll go put him. He's a voice like, oh, that's a few more halachas. It says a person, when it comes to davening Shmonesse, he can't daven the Shmonesse loud. That a shmiya koyle the Shmonesse, he's a kafne amuna, the Gemara says, and if he's magbia koyle, if he doesn't reshite this, either he's saying it loud or he's saying it that his friends can hear it, he's a kafne amuna, he's not a maimon. Why is he not a maimon? The boy says, oh, it's all I once saw, he's Yushalmi. Yushalmi brothers, he dashes from this week's parsha. It says, "Kimi goy gadol asher loykim kada veilov." That's in five things. In five chalim, eh? "Kimi goy gadol asher loykim kada veilov." I say, "Ah, in Eretz Yisrael, we're 3 weeks behind in this time mix." Again, "Kimi goy gadol asher loykim kada veilov." Said to Yushalmi, "What's the chat? Kimi goy gadol asher kada veilov." Ah. Talk to Yushalmi. Do you know how long it would take you to get from here? You know, with a rocket ship, Rabbi Yisai, not stamped Alexis, a rocket ship. It would take to get from here to Rebbeinu Shalom to the Rekia, it would take 500 years. You know, Penn's Express Gleich, and it would still take 500 years to get to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And it says that Yushalmi, when Ayid comes to Davin, and he's not allowed to scream his voice, because if he screams out his voice, says the Mishabu, it looks like he's screaming. Why is he screaming? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom can't hear, because he's so far away. It's just that he's very far, he has to scream, because he won't be able to hear me otherwise, right? Says Yushalmi, what is Ayid? Ayid, when he wants to talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he takes his pen, he puts it to the ear, and he starts. And he whispers. Says Mishabura, when we whisper, we have to say the words. You can't daven like this with your eyes. You can't daven with your eyes. Mishabura says, you're not yotzei. Not stam. You're not yotzei. You have to be chaytech the meaning. You don't even lechatchila. You have to say it to the extent that you can hear with your ear. Not that your friend can hear. He doesn't need to know what you're davening about. You have to say it to the extent that you're able to hear your ear. B'dieved, at least you have to be chaytech the meaning. You have to be pashut that the word, you know, this pronunciation, something else. But just reading the word with your eyes, you're not yotzei. But something you shall me. Migoy gadol shel oikim kodos eilov. Rebbeinu Shalom, you're standing there already waiting for you to talk straight to his ears, 500 years drive away, and a yid comes to daven and he's standing right next to him. That's a halachah l'maaseh. When you come to daven, people are going to think that you're screaming because it's 500 years away. Oh. The smallest of Rosh Hashivas, you know me, he didn't realize, he saw the sign, he saw a rabbi, so he said, when is the rabbi giving the shiur? So I looked around this one, where's the rabbi, who's the rabbi? Hey, even when you're talking to even you don't talk to him straight, you're talking third person, right? Even a rabbi is a fair you talk to in third person, a little, HaKoveh, nobody says you, and when are you to the rabbi, the rav, and thus, about the rav, when is the rav? When you talk to the Eibishter, what do you say? Baruch Ata Hashem, gebenched bizdu. Gebench bist du? You're talking to the Rebbe. What is it? You're talking straight to the Rebbe. Gebench bist du? You know, Gebench bist du? Eberstein, you say something else, it doesn't matter. Ato? So again, Chazal is teaching us, this is how a person's supposed to feel. Ish Rebeyelu. What does Mitzvah Hashem say? When a Yid comes to talk to Eberstein, you have to realize, Kinoi Odom Medaber El Chavel. You know what Mitzvah Hashem says? Have to take it out. He says, it's very, I can tell you, should I give everyone a Chalisha Zadat now? And Mitzvah Hashem says, it's very easy. He says, it's very easy. A person, if he just does a little bit of spoiliness, a little tiny bit of spoiliness, he can realize that the Beinu Shalom is standing right next to him when he comes to Davin, especially if he knocked down all these halachas and with the extent of them. I'll give you another dogma. The Mogravon says la halacha. When a person comes to Davin, he has to Davin with Kiderach Tachnun in the Shulchan Aruch already says in Simtai Chet. Kiderach Tachnun, the Mishabur says, if you Davin not like that, Tachnun means he needs something. If he comes in there, yeah, Chabal, Tabach Mu's Davin, you know, I have everything, but I got a Davin now, you know, come in there, I got a Davin. That's done. We're gonna talk. I don't know if he's down to davening. If he doesn't feel like he epis needs something before davening, sometimes you gotta say, what's that mean? What do I need? Epis? I need something, right? I got so sad when I heard the shayla. The shayla of the doctor told me, are you allowed to ask bakashas during Shmoy Nasek? Not only allowed to, you must ask. When else? You're talking to the Eibishter. What does the Kuzari tell us? You know what the Kuzari tells us? When do you ask those bakashas? You say them, if you have a book, you want to understand the Toysis, you add it in at the Chayin and Adam Das. If you want to understand, if you want to have somebody needs a push lema, you add it into the Sayyidu. That's what the tefillah is. Shemet tefillah is quality stick of tefillah. Bishop Bruce says, the tefillah is supposed to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Oh, but that's what the davening is. What does the Kuzari say? Azam Moshel, half of that. Abba said, why do we eat? Why do we eat? Come on, between me, why do we eat? We eat to have koyach till the next meal. Right? That's what it is, right? People, I don't know, they take a steak to eat, to have steak in the butt. We eat to have koyach to get to the next meal, right? Because otherwise you're not going to have koyach. Until that, says the Kuzari, you know what tefillah is? Tefillah is a mazoin, that's a haflub seller. Mazoin ruchni, it's a mazoin ruchni. You know, right now I daven so that I should have a mazoin ruchni till the next tefillah. You live from tefillah till you, what is the Gemara Baba Kama say? Mavizu Adam! Mavizu Adam! What's Mavizu Adam? Mavizu Adam, the Gemara brings a pasuk that a mavizu, it's a lush and mavizu because it's mboi to volume. A person he asks the Rebbeinu Shalom things as Manela, he's a mavakish from the Rebbeinu Shalom. If a guy washes dishes, so in the Mishnah it says, a boar, a shore, a mavizu, so if a guy does, we're going to bring a pasuk that a person was washing dishes once. So we're going to call him a dishwasher. He's not a dishwasher, he's a person. He also washes dishes. Same thing again, because I'll bring us a pasuk that there was a person who was once davening, therefore we call him Mr. Mazer. Let's call the man Mr. Mazer. He's not Mr. Mazer, he's a person who's not. And then Chazal is teaching us, you know what a mensch is? A mensch hot garnished. On the Eibishter, a hot garnished. What's hot there? Hadachav is chayim yishtaleach. A person who's a balgaiva, he's not a Russian, he's a shaiter. What's hot there? Hot is garnished. You have nothing. Mavizu adam. All you have is tefillah. Without tefillah, hot there garnished. So another halacha, Chazal tell us, how are you supposed to daven? You're supposed to daven derech the kodesh? Derech the kodesh? We daven there. Tefillah, you know, when here, I don't get to be mepayim this halacha all the time in Eretz Yisrael. He davens Keneged Yerushalayim, and then the Tefillah should go Derech Yerushalayim, Derech the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Ayid, that's how he has to daven. He has to daven. He thinks he's standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When you mak with these halachas, that Tefillah is the chandar of Tefillah. This is the Hergeshim Chazal teaching us. How the Tefillah is supposed to. He comes back. He takes 3 steps back from Shemin Esrei. First, he takes. Yeah, it's a whole process. The Gemara in Yuma tells. I don't even want to say what the Gemara says. He says if you do the steps wrong, it's as if you didn't daven. Why not? Because listen to the Hergesh. What are you doing? You take your stiff feet like this. You take first the left foot, because our left foot is Rebbeinu Shel Olam's left. It's his right. So we take the left foot. It's hard for us to go back from the Eibishter. We're close to the Eibishter now. We're standing like Malachim in front of it. So you take the left foot, says Mishbura. You take it, you put it to the tip. To the tip. Yeah, the first time you're going to lay a bunch of guys going like this. And when you take it to the tip of the foot, then you take the other one. Mishbura says that one. You can go back further. Then you take the third one, and you put them together like this. As you're going back, though, you're bowing. This is what we're doing. You're walking out of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You walk out of the gutter. I tell you, I feel this bacher when he walked out of Round 8. He walked like this. There's a house with the Kasai's. You take this, then like this. And then the third step, you put the feet together like this. Then you bow to the left. Again, you're always bowing to his right. Then this way. After you finish, finishes. Says Mishavuim, you can't just go back. It's Admas Kodesh. What does the Graz tell us? Why does a person not allowed to walk in front of someone, sit in front of someone davening, walk in front of someone who's davening? Admas Kodesh. Admas Kodesh. It's a holy land. You can't just walk in front of holy land over there. A person says, so right after he finishes, he stops. Says Mishavuim, Lichatchila. He has to wait until they start Kaddish or Kedusha, right? You have to wait to walk back the steps until Kaddish. It's hard for him to come back. It's a but the Rebbe Mishavuot says at least he has to wait a Hilach Dalad Amas. That I had a Roshim on him. He can't just finish, go back and run away. It was a Roshim, it was a Tefillah, it was something. What does Chazal tell us? They give this guy a Hesped in Shemayim like the Chavram Avinu. Hai Omniv, hai Chosid, hai this. A Talmud Shal Avram Avinu. What did he do, Sachako? He made himself a Mokim Kavu in Shul? That is because any of us makes a mokim kavu in the shul, he shows us I'm not stam, I'm stam. I have the minion, I have the zeh. That I feel it by this year. It's choshes. Every month the place of God comes in when it rains. They come. This is the place where I connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is the mokim. Chazal tell us different halachas. You can't wear gloves during davening. Why not? Because these things, these chitzonis, stick halachas. They're mashpia. This is what it feels. You have gloves on during davening. It looks like you're trying to chop a davening. I wonder if a coat also. I don't know. A coat also. It's the same type of a hergesh when a person wears a coat. He just chops a davening. These are the halachas. The person has to, from these halachas, he has to chop. That these halachas should be mashpia on the Shemini Esrei of what he's doing. He's coming to talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I tell you one last halacha, Rabbi Yisai. I won't tell you one last halacha because I see the time is going, but I'll tell you one last nekuda, Rabbi Yisai. A person, Rabbi Yeruchim writes, he writes in one of his forum, he writes, Tefillah, I won't say it from Rabbi Sheinberg, Rabbi Yeruchim, Rabbi Sheinberg, I tell you in his lashon, Rabbi Yeruchim says in his lashon, Yibein kach davening, Rabbi Yisai. You bang kach davening. It's like a business event. You bang, nobody in this room, nobody, everybody's listening to this tape for sure. And everybody over here is bang kach davening. No matter mention, just daven to Ebishter. We know that we need everything from Benishwam. We're not Bale Gaifa. We're not Shaitim. We know that everything comes from Benishwam. And our only chance is Tefillah. So bang kach with davening. If you take a little spineless, what happened to that yid that they tell us that comes to tell us that ever was milsa for me. You want me to think about the benishwam? I wake up in the morning early, I have to go to shiur. After what I gotta go to davening, after I gotta go to work, after I come back, I try and hop a little something to eat, and then I have to daven again, and I have to go to shiur. I have mishkin sight to be mispanin the ebster. I don't have time to think about the benishwam. I say you bein kach davening. If you bein kach davening, so why not have a bissel mer kavon? Have a bissel, you know, and that's for this, and that's for this. These are lochas. These are the lochas which are supposed to mashpi on the person of how the shmoin etzvei is supposed to look and feel. That is a shame.